Greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and I want to again thank you for taking time to call in and to hear from the Word of God. I know that the Lord blesses us when we take time for Him, and I know this will be no exception. And the reason I can say that is not because I'm sharing, but because I'm reading the Word of God, and I know that does not return to Him empty. He does everything that He wants to do with His Word. And so with that, I want to begin here. I'm going to just read a passage out of Romans chapter 10. I want you to hear the heart of Paul here as he is sharing, as he's written this book to the Romans. And in chapter 10, I'm going to read just about 13 verses or so. But I want you to just hear his heart as we read this, beginning in verse 1 of chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Paul was recognizing that Israel had missed their Savior as a whole. Most of them rejected Jesus Christ, the very Messiah. And he came through the lineage of David and through the people of Israel. And Israel rejected their king. And Paul's saying he had a great desire for Israel. And he prayed for Israel that they might be saved. And he understood they had zeal. They had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And verse 3 says, for being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. This is, I want you to really ponder this, because this is not just a problem back then. There are people today who are trying so desperately to please God with their own righteousness. And I have to confess to you that there are times when I struggle with the very thing. That I want to be able to give something to God that He is able to see as very useful, and that is my righteousness. And you know, it's not all about our righteousness, it's about His righteousness. And that's what Paul's saying here. They're ignorant, the Jews, Israel. They were ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. That's everyone, not just most or some or part of them. Everyone that believeth Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Of the law for righteousness. You can't get it by the law. Verse 5, for Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. You have to keep it all. You can't miss one little thing. Verse 6, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, that's something that you probably ought to just rehearse and go back and study and reread Romans chapter 10. because it's a struggle that man has to try to produce his own righteousness, tries to do something that will please God. And, you know, the Bible tells us that if we have faith, if we believe, there is where the righteousness comes. Because we believe God, and we are able to walk in his righteousness. That's the one that really counts. We can have zeal for God with knowledge, knowing that he's the one that makes us clean. He's the one that separates us. He's the one that sanctifies us, makes us holy. It's not by our works. It's by his. It's as we allow him to do that work in us that he truly is glorified. And that's the one that gets the credit, is the Lord God himself. Not of the works that we can do, but by what he can do in our lives. As we yield ourselves to him, as we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead, we can confess that and live it. And that, when we believe that, God says he counts that as righteous. That's where our righteousness comes from. It's from him. So it's a good news. We don't have to live under that law. We live to God through Christ. And that actually goes above the law and beyond the law. When we can allow God to do that in our hearts, he truly is glorified and he saves us. God is interested in saving people. And he gives us his word so we can meditate on that and so we can learn of him and see how it is that we are to approach him and to walk by faith, believing and trusting God for who he is and what he says he will do. God is faithful. And as we study his word, we find that his heart is for us as we seek him with all of our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. He said it. He said, we shall be saved. That's what God tells us. Some people have a different idea about that, but I'm interested in what God says. And this is what he says to us right here. And maybe that's a challenge for you today, I don't know. But I just encourage you to go and study Romans chapter 10. Read through it. See that God has a plan for humanity and mankind. He's given us a way to salvation. That is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You have to believe. How do we believe? Well, we read the Bible. We see what the Bible says, and we put faith into practice and believe. Say, God said it, I believe it, that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God. May God bless you as you pursue him with all of your heart.